奉主耶稣圣名正道。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, I bear testimony of the word.
早上我以洁净啊，与大家彼此的勉励。
This morning, I would like to use the topic shortcuts for our mutual exhortation.
洁净就是进入一条让你可以省时又省力的路。
A shortcut is a more efficient way that can save you time and effort.
洁净也是一个方法。
A shortcut is also a method.
让你不需要劳苦，但是又很快就有收获的方法。
That allows you to yield effect results without having to put in a lot of effort.
书店里面就有很多这一类的书。书店。
There are a lot of books on such methods in the bookshops.
比如说简易成功法。
For example, the easy way to success.
成功真的是那么简单，那么容易吗？
Is success attained so easily?
或者是语文速成法。
Or a quick way to learning a language.
你要学一个外国的语文，真的有速成的方法，让你很快就可以讲印度文。
Is there indeed a shortcut to master a foreign language?
市场上也是有很多这一种捷径的产品。
There are also a lot of such products in the supermarket.
你要怎么样一夜之间变成钱多多呢？
How can you become wealthy overnight?
有的，多多让你一夜之间就钱多多了。
Well, there are products that claim to be able to make you rich overnight.
是什么？多多。
Oh, sorry, Toto can make you rich overnight.
有什么方法可以让你的大肚腩很快就变成苗条呢？
And what can make your belly disappear and make you slim?
有的，快速减肥法。
There are very fast and effective slimming methods.
保证你用了以后，立刻身体会减轻。
That guarantee that if you use this product, you will lose weight.
我不知道身体真的能不能够保证减轻呢？
Not,
但是我肯定的知道，你的荷包一定是减轻很多。
I do not know if these things can make you lose weight rapidly, but I know for sure that it will make your pockets a lot lighter.
在教会里面，你也可以看到这一种的捷径。
In the church, you also see a lot of these shortcut methods.
我们是不是也在不知不觉当中也走上这一种所谓信仰上的捷径呢？
Have we also tread on this path of the shortcut of faith unconsciously?
有吗？
Have we?
我们举出一些例子来思想一下。
Let us cite a few examples for our consideration.
请看罗马书第十章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 10.
第九节跟第十节。
Verses 9 and 10.
罗马书第十章。
Romans chapter 10.
第九跟第十节。
Verses 9 and 10. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes to righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation.
有些基督教他们信主得救的方法实在是很简单很容易。
Some Christian denominations have a very easy methodology to believe in Christ and to be saved.
他们就是根据保罗在这里所说的。
They do what Paul has said here.
人心里相信就可以称义，口里承认就可以得救。
That if you believe with your heart, you will be righteous, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation.
我们何必这么麻烦要到河里去受洗呢？
So why do we need to go through all the trouble and be baptized in the river?
我们又何必举行各种各样的教义，各种的典礼呢？
And why do we need to perform all sorts of sacraments?
这一些不是让教会分裂吗？
Have these not caused the church to become separated?
也产生很多的问题。
And it has also caused a lot of problems.
婴孩受洗适合吗？
Is infant baptism applicable?
未成年的小孩受洗适合吗？
Is it appropriate to baptize children who are still very young?
他明白什么叫做赦罪，什么信耶稣吗？
Do they believe what is the remission of sins and what believing in Jesus Christ means?
在不明白之下，这样的受洗有功效吗？
And if they are baptized without understanding, is it effective?
圣餐是一个纪念还是真的是灵花呢？
So is Holy Communion a ritual, a mere remembrance of the death of Christ, or is there a spiritual meaning behind it?
洗脚里真的要洗那个脚才有功效，或者还是代表那个互相饶恕、互相接纳那一种的教训？
In feet washing, do we really have to wash the person's feet physically in order to be effective, or does it merely mean represent the teaching of forgiveness and to love one and to forbear one another?
你看这一些是不是产生很多的问题?
So haven't all these caused a lot of problems?
产生很多教会的分裂?
And it has caused a lot of dissension among the churches.
但如果我们只是相信耶稣,
but if we solely believe in the Lord Jesus,
像这里所说的,
like what is said here,
口里认耶稣为主, 心里相信神叫他从死里复活, 就必得救了,
that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
那不是很简单吗?
Isn't that very simple?
那也不是很容易相信吗?
Isn't it also a very easy way to believe?
所以很多人就走这一条道路了,
therefore a lot of people chose to tread on this path.
而且这个方法吸引了好多的人,
and this method has also attracted a lot of people.
所以你看那些所谓真正大型的布道,
and if you look at the mass evangelistic services.
所以有时候我听到我们说我们举开大型的布道, 跟他们那个所谓大型布道, 我们这个所谓大型真的是好像蚂蚁一样啊。
Sometimes when we say that we have a mass evangelistic service, compared to what is organized by the other churches, ours is very small.
那些是几十万人的。
In those services, you have over 100,000 people attending.
那么他们要相信怎么样呢?
And how do they believe?
你看到那些牧师讲完道以后, 就呼叫那一些人。
You see that after the pastor has finished his sermon, he will call out to the people.
你们就心里相信, 口里承认耶稣是主的, 你们就得救了, 你们就可以举起手来, 或者到前面来接受按手。
That if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that the Lord Jesus is Christ, then you will be saved and you can raise your hand or you can come forward.
在那个音乐的感动之下, 在诚恳的呼召之下, 在朋友的鼓励之下, 你看到那些陆陆续续跑到那个前面来。
And under the influence of the hymns, the music, and the earnest calling of the pastor, and with encouragement from friends, you see many people coming forward.
那些人就, hallelujah.
And everybody will be crying hallelujah.
这一晚又有几百人, 几千人得救了。
And in a short moment, there are hundreds of people, thousands of people being saved.
你说容易吗?
Isn't that very simple?
你说方便吗?
Isn't that convenient?
但是却很多人喜欢啊。
But a lot of people like this.
但是主耶稣怎么说呢?
However, what did the Lord Jesus say?
怎么样相信, 怎么样承认?
How do you believe? How do you confess?
耶稣说得很清楚。
The Lord Jesus says very clearly,
信而受洗的, 必然得救。
That if you believe and is baptized, you will be saved.
那要怎么样的受洗呢?
So how do we get baptized?
主耶稣做一个示范给我们看。
The Lord Jesus has set an example for us.
这些都是圣经很清楚记载的。
And all these are recorded very clearly in the Bible.
一个人要怎么样才能够得救进神的国?
How can one be saved and enter the kingdom of God?
连做教师的尼哥底母他都不很清楚。
Even the teacher Nicodemus did not understand.
但是主耶稣告诉他,
but the Lord Jesus told him,
人必须重生才能够进入神的国。
That a man must be reborn in order to enter the kingdom of God.
怎么样重生呢?
And how is one reborn?
主耶稣解释,
the Lord Jesus explained,
就是从水和圣灵重生。
That you have to be born of the water and the spirit.
所以你不只要受洗, 洗去你的罪。
So not only do you have to be baptized to wash away your sins,
你还要祈求圣灵。
You have to pray for the Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵一方面印证你是神的儿女, 一方面让你有这个凭据进入神的国。
On one hand, this Holy Spirit certifies that you are the son of God. On the other hand, it gives you the guarantee to enter the kingdom of God.
这是主耶稣指示我们信主的方法得救的道路。
And this is the path to salvation that the Lord Jesus has indicated to us.
我们真的能够走一条捷径, 信耶稣就可以得救了吗?
So is there a shortcut by which we can use to believe in Christ and to obtain salvation?
我听到一些基督教的朋友这样说,
I hear some of my friends who are Christians say this.
我们信耶稣就有圣灵了。
That if we believe in Jesus, we have the Holy Spirit.
这是主耶稣应许给所有信主的人。
And this is a promise that the Lord Jesus has promised to has given to all who believe in Him.
我看到你们真耶稣教会信徒很可怜呢。
But when I look at the members of the True Jesus Church, they are very pitiful.
你们还要在那边苦苦哀求圣灵。
You have to pray so hard for the Holy Spirit.
所以每一次都祷告会求圣灵, 有多少个得圣灵呢?
And each time when you have the prayer for the Holy Spirit, how many actually receive the Holy Spirit?
你看他们求到满身大汗, 求到声音都沙了。
Look at them, they pray and they cry out loud until they perspire and their voices become hoarse.
有些求了好几十年,
and some people pray for many tens of years,
都还没有得到。
But they still have not received the
Holy Spirit. 真的要这样的辛苦？真的一定要这样求圣灵？真的是说方言才是得圣灵吗？
Do you have to pray in this manner? Do you have to suffer in this manner and to speak in tongues in order to have received the Holy Spirit?
我们信主耶稣就有圣灵了。
Once you believe in the Lord Jesus, you have the Holy Spirit.
如果是真的是这样，那多么好啊！
If this is so, it is indeed good.
我们做传道的就很轻松了。
And we who are preachers will have an easy task.
我们也不用去难过，为什么信徒得不到圣灵？为什么主不赐下圣灵来？
We do not have to be sad and sorrowful over why the believers do not receive the Holy Spirit and why the Lord Jesus does not pour His Holy Spirit on us.
但是圣经怎么记载呢？
But what did the Bible say?
保罗遇到以弗所的信徒，问他们第一件事情是什么？
When Paul met the believers at Ephesus, what was the first thing that he said to them?
你信耶稣的时候，你得到圣灵了没有？
When you believe in the Lord Jesus, did you receive the Holy Spirit?
这是个很重要的问题。
That was a very important question.
总会差派彼得跟约翰到撒玛利亚去。
The church then sent Paul and
Peter 跟约翰
Peter and John to Samaria.
因为听到撒玛利亚人信了耶稣，受洗了。
Because they heard that the people there in the church there have believed in Christ and have received water baptism.
那么派他们去做什么呢？
So why were they sent there?
目的就是要帮助他们祈求圣灵。
The objective was to help them to pray for the Holy Spirit.
因为他们受洗了，深信耶稣了，但是还没有领受到圣灵。
Because they have been baptized and they have believed in the Lord Jesus, but they have not received the Holy Spirit.
所以传道者一个很重要的责任。
Therefore, a very important responsibility of a preacher.
就是教导信徒，带领信徒，帮助信徒祈求圣灵。
Is to teach the believers, to lead the believers, and to help the believers pray for the Holy Spirit.
因为这是金苹果的凭据啊。
Because this is the guarantee, the evidence of to enter the kingdom of God.
人真的能够走信仰的捷径，信耶稣就可以得救，信耶稣就自动得到圣灵。
Can men indeed walk on the shortcut to salvation, and by believing the Lord Jesus, he receives the Holy Spirit?
因此，我们要坚持我们的信仰，遵守主耶稣一切的吩咐。
Therefore, we have to persevere in our faith and to obey all the commandments of the Lord Jesus.
好，我讲第二种。
I will now move on to the second example.
请看出埃及记十三章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 13.
出埃及记十三章。
Exodus chapter 13.
十七跟十八节。
Verses 17 and 18. Then it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go that God did not lead them by way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, Lest perhaps the people change their minds when they see war and return to Egypt. So God led the people around by way of the wilderness of the Red Sea, and the children of Israel went up in orderly ranks out of the land of Egypt.
出埃及进入迦南，真的要走旷野这么长、这么麻烦的路吗？
In order for the people to go out, or to leave Egypt and to enter the land of Canaan, was it really necessary for them to go by such a roundabout way?
不必的。
It was not necessary.
因为有一条捷径。
Because there was a shorter way.
是很近的。
It was a very short route.
大概只要14天就可以到达了。
And they probably could reach their destination in 14 days.
但是为什么神却不要让他们走这一条捷径呢？
So why did God not allow them to use this shortcut?
反倒要叫他们走旷野的道路，又长又远又难行。
On the contrary, God led the people around by way of the wilderness. That is, and that was such a long and tedious journey.
神有神的旨意。
God has His will.
要考验他们。
He wants to test the people.
请看《申命记》的第八章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 8.
第二节。
Verse 2.
申命记第八章第二节。
Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 2. And you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and test you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep His commandments or not.
摩西在这里解释为什么神不叫你们走捷径，却要叫你们走旷野艰苦的道路。
Here Moses explained to the people why God did not allow them to use the shortcut, but to lead them on the very long and tedious journey in the wilderness.
他说，因为神要试验你，要知道你的心内如何，到底肯不肯守神的诫命。
He said that it was because God wanted to test you to know what was in your heart and whether you would keep His commandments or not.
那么神不是无所不知的吗？难道要考验才知道我们是怎样的吗？
So isn't God all-knowing? Does He have to test us in order to know what is in our heart?
神当然知道。
Of course God knows.
不过我们自己不知道。
But we do not know.
你真的知道你的信仰吗？
Do you know your own faith?
你真的知道你的信心能够坚持到底吗？
Do you know whether you can persevere in your faith to the end?
当有试验临到的时候
，When you meet with trials，
你真的能够站稳信仰的立场
？Are you able to stand firm in your faith？
我们想当然而了，我们想当然是这样了。
Of course, we think that yeah, this is so that you
can. 可是真的在试验的时候
，But when you you meet with such tests and trials，
你能够经得起考验吗
？Are you able to overcome these tests？
每一个母亲问她的儿女：“你准备好考试了吗
？”All mothers will ask their children, "Have you prepared for your exams?"
有些还很得意地说：“啊 ，easy 啦。
”So some children says, "Oh, it's very simple, it's easy."
哎，我通通都读了。
I've studied all these.
没有问题的。
There shouldn't be a problem.
但是考卷一来的时候，通通都是问题啊。
But when he sat for the exams, he met with all sorts of problems.
你想的跟你真的要面对的是完全两回事来的。
What you think and what you truly experience are two different set of circumstances.
所以我们在信仰上必须要清楚明白这一件事。
Therefore, in our life of faith, we have to know this very clearly.
走天国的道路没有捷径，没有一个叫做 easy way， 容易的。
That there is no short and easy way, to the kingdom of heaven.
所以我们有时候误会说信耶稣就有平安吗
？Sometimes we say that, oh, if you believe in the Lord Jesus, you will have peace.
神会帮助你。
God will help you.
解决你的困难。
He will solve all your problems.
你来到主的面前，你的重担就可以得到安息了。
When you come before the Lord, your burdens will be lifted.
家庭的问题。
The problems you face at home.
婚姻的问题。
The problems you face in your marriage，
事业的问题
，in your career，
什么问重担来到主耶稣的面前都变成安息啊。
When you come before the Lord Jesus, all these burdens will be lifted and you will have peace.
我们又听到人家做见证
，you also hear people bearing testimony.
怎样病得医治
？of how they were healed of their illness.
怎样在困难当中得到主的帮助
？of how they have received the help of the Lord.
在经济困难的时候，怎么样的祷告，突然之间问题解决又发财了
？In times of difficulties and when they meet with economic financial difficulties, how they pray to God for help and their problems to resolve.
如果我们没有这些问题啊，我们也是一样啊，真好啊，感谢主。
And if we do not have all these problems, we will similarly say, "Oh, this is good," and we thank God.
可是如果我们也有同样的问题的时候
，But if we face with these problems and difficulties,
我们真的很希望好像他一样得到主的恩典呢。
We really wish that we are like these people who can receive the grace of God.
所以我们赶快受洗，赶快信耶稣。
So very hastily we get baptized and believe in the Lord Jesus.
或者我们赶快学习他一样，奉献十一间，又多做圣工，又热心聚会。
Or we do what he has done. We offer tithes and we come for service.
能够学的都学了。
We have learned all that we could.
能够做的我们也做了。
We have done all that we can.
但是为什么还是没有解决呢
？So why are our problems still resolved?
为什么重担仍然是在自己的心上呢
？Why do we still bear our burdens in our hearts?
所以这个时候我们就怀疑我们的信仰了。
So at this point of time we begin to doubt our faith.
那我们还要坚持这个信仰吗？
Do we still continue in this faith?
哎，没有我们所要的平安的时候，承担重担的时候，你还要继续的信耶稣，继续的热心吗
？When we do not receive the peace that we hope for, and when our burdens are not lifted, do we still want to continue to believe in the Lord Jesus?
我们会责问呢。
We will question.
你不是说把劳苦担重担的到我面前来就得到安息吗
？Didn't you say that if that all those who are heavy laden? If you come before me, you will receive rest.
但是主耶稣怎么回答呢
？What did the Lord Jesus say?
我的孩子啊
，My child.
我不是告诉过你吗
？Haven't I told you?
你要跟从我的。
That if you want to follow me,
你也要背起你的十字架来跟从我、啊。
You also have to take up your cross and follow me.
主耶稣没有说过这句话吗
？Did not the Lord Jesus say this?
只是这句话你不放在心中。
But you do not keep these words in your heart.
因为你知道十字架代表苦难呢、啊。
Because you know that the cross represents hardships.
我们不想走这一条苦难的道路。
We do not want to tread on this path that is full of hardships.
所以我们听到说烦恼苦担重担的到我这里来可以得到安息，我们喜欢这一条道路。
So when we hear this phrase, "Come to me, all you who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest," we like this saying.
哎，但是主耶稣告诉我们
，But the Lord Jesus tells us，
你要背起你的十字架来跟从我的。
That you have to take up your cross and follow me。
或者你要反驳
，You may rebut。
主耶稣那么主耶稣讲那个劳苦担重担可以得到安息的，怎么解释
？So how do you explain what the Lord Jesus has said when he said that if you those who are heavy laden and come to me will get rest？
好，我就根据你这句话来解释。
So I will explain to you these words。
主耶稣讲这句话的时候，下面还有一句话。
When the Lord Jesus said this, it was There was, he said something else after that.
下面说什么呢?
What did he say?
凡劳苦担重担的人到我面前来就可以得到安息。下面呢?
So, all you who are heavy, come to me all you who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And what follows after?
所以你看我们总是喜欢看重我们喜欢我们需要的章节、啊、下面的我们就 放在一边了。
So you see that we only listen, we remember those that we like to hear and we neglect the rest.
下面说。
What comes after that?
我的轭是轻省的。
It says that my yoke is easy.
你要学我的样式。
You have to follow me.
轭是什么呢?
What is yoke?
这里的年轻人看不到啊，我们以前乡下就可以常常看到。
So the young people here may not have seen this before, but in the past, we who live in the villages used to see this very often.
那些牛耕田啊，要背上一个那个好像木的这样的东西哈、啊，那个就是轭。
When the ox plow the fields, they are yoked. They have to carry. They have to carry.
那个叫什么？啊，那个就是轭了。
They are yoked when they do so. They have to carry something on their back.
如果不用这个把他们连在一起承担啊，他们会乱跑的，会发脾气乱走的。
So if they are not tied together in this manner, they will not plow the fields together.
这个束缚了他们自由，也让他们承担这个工作，但是能够完成一个更有意义的工作。
So this restricts their freedom, but it enables them to complete the work.
所以劳苦担重担的人到我面前来，但是。也要负起主耶稣的轭，那你才能够真正得到安息的。
So for those who are heavy, laden and they go before the Lord Jesus, they also have to take up the yoke, then they will receive rest.
因此，天国的道路是一条又小又难走的路。
Hence, the road to heaven is a narrow and difficult path.
你要背起你的十字架来走的。
You have to take up your cross and tread the path.
那每一个人的十字架就不一样了。
And everyone has a different cross to bear.
所以天国没有捷径的。
Therefore, there is no shortcut to heaven.
所以彼得长老这样的勉励我们。
Hence, Elder Peter encouraged us in this manner.
请看彼得前书。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第一节跟第二节
Verses 1 and 2 First Peter chapter 4 verses 1 and 2 Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind. For he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh for the lusts of men, but for the will of God.
在战场上我们要打胜仗一定要有好的兵器
In a battle, if you want to be victorious, we must have good equipment, good weapons.
对，如果你的兵器很厉害、很先进，敌人没有办法抵挡啊，那你一定打胜仗的呢。
If you have very modern and very powerful weapons, you will be your enemies will not be able to withstand you.
所以你看各国，尤其那些所谓强国啊，他们都不断的在发展最强、最厉害的武器。
Hence, if you look at all the nations in the world, especially the very strong ones, they have put in a lot of resources to develop the most advanced and the most powerful weapons.
如果信仰就是一场战争，那我们每一个人就应当要有兵器才对了。
And if our life of faith is a battle, then we also have to have these weapons.
我们说我们已经有了最好最强的武器。
We say that we have the best and the most powerful weapon.
就是圣灵。
That is the Holy Spirit.
就是圣经。
That is the Bible.
有真理，有圣灵这两样武器，谁能够抵挡我们呢
？If you have the truth and you have the Holy Spirit, who can withstand you?
那么今天你都有这两样了。
So today you have these two things.
那么在一切的信仰征战上，是不是每一个人都每战必胜呢
？Yet have you been victorious in every battle of faith that you encounter in your life?
但是为什么我们看到有许多基督徒却好像打败仗一样垂头丧气
？Why then do we still see Christians being defeated in these battles?
他们不是有圣灵的宝剑，他们不是有圣经的武器
？Do they not have the sword of the Holy Spirit and the Bible?
彼得他以后就明白。
So later on, Peter understood.
单单这个武器还是不够的。
That having these weapons alone is not enough.
还有一样武器你一定要学习的。
There is one more weapon that you need to have.
这个武器连主耶稣他也一样要学习。
Even the Lord Jesus himself needs to learn how to acquire this weapon.
就是什么呢
？What is this?
就是为甘心受苦那一种的心智。
It is the the heart to be willing to bear hardships.
一个人如果有这一种觉悟，我甘心受苦。
If a person has this understanding that I'm willing to endure hardships,
这就是一个最强的武器。
This is the most powerful weapon you can have.
因此，在任何的苦难当中
，hence in all the hardships and difficulties that you meet,
都不会阻挡它或者改变它。
They will not become an obstacle to you.
因为他已经觉悟了。
Because you have understood.
尤其从主耶稣的身上。
Especially from the example of the Lord Jesus himself.
彼得长老说。
Elder Peter said.
基督既然在肉身受苦。
That since Christ suffered for us in the flesh.
耶稣是神的儿女。
Jesus is the Son of God.
神的儿子。
Jesus is the Son of God.
你讲的对，我讲错了。他都一样要经历这个苦难。
Yet he has to undergo this suffering.
他像我们一样。不要喝那个苦杯。
It is like us. He's not willing to take up the to drink the bitter cup.
所以他说主啊，如果神啊，如果你愿意把这个苦杯挪去吧。
Therefore he said, Lord, if you are willing, please remove this cup from me.
这不是我们每一个人一样的祷告和盼望吗？
Isn't this echoed in all our prayers?
但是主耶稣下面一句话说。
But the Lord Jesus followed to say.
然而不要按照我的意思，按照天父你的意思。
But let not my will be done, but the will of the Father in heaven.
如果这个苦杯就是我的考验，
if this bitter cup is a test for me,
这是我要走的道路，
and if this is the path that I have to tread,
那么我愿意走这条道路，
then I am willing to tread on this path.
我愿意受这个苦，
I'm willing to go through this suffering.
因为我知道这个苦是有那个意义跟价值的，
because I know the significance and the value of this suffering.
生孩子苦不苦呢？
Is it very hard to give birth to children?
这个应该是问弟兄才对。
So I should pose this question to the brothers.
不过我们弟兄永远不了解那种苦的。
But our brothers will never be able to understand the sort of the pain and sufferings.
只有做妈妈的才知道。
Of childbirth, only mothers will know.
现在因为医学的进步哦，让我们感觉到生孩子就好像母鸡生鸡蛋一样，好像很自然很平常的事情。
So with so many medical advancements, people nowadays feel that childbirth, to give birth to a child is very simple. It's as simple as a hand laying eggs.
所以我们不会感觉到这个真的是一个恩典，也不真的感觉到这真的是一种生命的征兆，一种生命的威胁。
So you no longer feel that this is that it is a grace, and this creation of life can pose a danger to your life.
等到妈妈生孩子真的有生命的危险的时候，
it is only when a mother faces difficulty in childbirth,
那也真的因此而死亡的时候，
and she's in a life-threatening situation,
我们才觉得原来我们生命能够这样的诞生的确是一种的恩典，一种的痛苦啊。
Only then will we realize that it is so difficult to be born and come to receive life.
但是每一个做妈妈的生了一个还不是又在准备生第二个吗？
But you look at all the mothers after giving birth to a child, they have another child.
他们甘心受这种苦的。
They are willing to undergo these sufferings.
因为他们知道那个意义跟那个代价是什么。
Because they know the meaning and the value behind it.
虽然很苦很痛而且有危险，但是他们愿意。
Although it is very painful and they are willing to endure this pain.
我们最担心的就是你所受的苦是根本没有意义，为什么来受苦？
What we are most fearful of is to have to suffer those hardships that are meaningless and pointless.
好像美国的越南在越南打仗的美国兵一样。
Like the American soldiers who are fighting the war in Vietnam.
他们在问。
They question.
我们不是不敢打仗，我们不是不愿意牺牲，但是我们到底打什么仗？
It is not that we do not dare to fight or we are unwilling to sacrifice ourselves, but what are we fighting for?
你为了什么来牺牲？
What is the cause of our sacrifice?
你为谁来牺牲？
Who are we sacrificing for?
值得这样做吗？
Is it worth the war?
因为那些糊涂家伙做的糊涂的决定是你要这样糊涂赔上你的生命吗？
Because the foolish people up there have asked me to do this foolish act, should I foolishly sacrifice my life?
是我们不愿意奉献吗？
Is it that we are not willing to sacrifice?
但是只要你明白，
but if you understand,
你为谁来奉献？
Who you are offering to?
你受苦的意义是在什么地方？
And the meaning and the objective of your sufferings,
你就会甘心接受的。
You will receive these very willingly.
所以做基督徒的，
hence as Christians,
应该要明白基督所走的道路。
We have to understand this path that the Lord Jesus has tread.
我们可能有些人走的路很容易哦，
We see that some people have a very easy way ahead of them.
好像财主所走的路，同样是信耶和华神，为什么他这么幸福呢？
For example, the rich lord, he also believes in Jehovah, but he has such an easy way.
同样的是拉撒路，也是耶和华的儿女，但是为什么他走这么艰苦的道呢？
Look at Lazarus, he is also the son of God, but he has such a difficult time.
如果让你选择，你选择走哪一条路呢？
If you have a choice, who would you choose to be?
拉撒路让我们佩服，就是他没有跟人家比较，他明白他所走的道路。
So, we admire Lazarus because he did not envy other people.
他甘心为主受苦。
He was very willing to suffer for Christ.
所以他的考验，他就轻易的得胜了。
Therefore, he was able to be victorious in his trials and tests.
所以主耶稣也用拉撒路的比喻来告诉我们。
And the Lord Jesus also used the parable of Lazarus to teach us.
你的路真的是长过拉撒路的路吗？
Is your way indeed harder than what Lazarus has to track?
我们所走的路真的长过好像台湾地震那一些灾民的路吗？
I read the recent youth communion.
里面记载一些印尼同龄到台湾去探访。
There was an article that talks about a group of Indonesian believers who went to Taiwan to visit the churches.
那么领会的人最后的结束就提醒会众啊，记得为印尼这受苦难的同龄来代祷。
And the service leader reminded the members to pray for the believers in Indonesia.
那因为台下是有很多印尼人要听印尼话，所以翻译的呢，当然就是请他们当中的一位印尼同龄了。
So because there are a lot of Indonesian members in the congregation, and they need, asked one of the Indonesian there to be the interpreter.
所以当他翻译到这一点的时候，他翻译到哭了。
So when he tried to interpret this, he cried.
他的感受，我们能够感受得到吗？
Are we able to understand his emotions?
我们每次也是为台湾的灾民祷告，为印尼那一些在政治不安的祷告，但我们会哭吗？
We have also often prayed for the members in Taiwan who are victims of the earthquakes, and we have prayed for our members in Indonesia, but do we cry?
也许我们每次都听到了，我们就觉得，感谢主，幸好我们不是在这样的地方。
Perhaps when we hear these things, we may think to ourselves, we thank God that we are not in these places.
或者我们比较怜悯的，他们真的可怜哦。
Or those who are more compassionate may say, these people are really pitiful.
那我们会不会因为自己的平安而真的感谢，也会不会因为他们的苦难而真的认真为他们代祷呢？
But are we indeed truly thankful for our peace, and do we truly pray for their sufferings?
而什么时候我们的十字架来到了？
So when do we have to take up our cross?
什么时候这一杯就是我们的苦杯？
When does this bitter cup become ours too?
在那个时候你愿意领受，愿意继续的走吗？
At that point of time, will you be willing to take it up, or will you be willing to carry on?
我只知道耶稣走的这一条苦难的道路。
I only know that this path of hardship that the Lord Jesus has tread.
信耶稣的人就是要跟从主耶稣走同样的道路的。
It's one that believers of the Lord Jesus must follow and tread as well.
那是一条苦难的道路。
This is a road of hardship.
弥赛亚不是带冠冕的。
The Messiah did not bring glory.
弥赛亚是带荆棘的冠冕的。
The Messiah wore a crown of thorns.
所以你看到一些外教会美丽堂皇的会堂啊，他们的耶稣头上是带冠冕的。
If you look at the church buildings of some other churches, they have a statue of the Lord Jesus, and he wears a crown on his head.
但是有一些会堂，他们的耶稣是带荆棘的。
But some churches have their Jesus wearing a crown of thorns.
你说哪一个比较有意义呢？
Which is more meaningful?
哪一个符合圣经的教训？
Which conforms the teachings of the Bible?
你要记住，弥赛亚他不是戴冠冕，他是戴荆棘的。
You have to remember that the Messiah did not wear a crown of glory, but he wore a crown of thorns.
好，我再讲第三种。
I will now move on to the third thing.
罗马书的第二章。
Romans chapter 2.
对不起，是第三章。
Romans chapter 3.
27跟28节。
Verse 27 and verse 28. Romans chapter 3, verses 27 and 28. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? No, but by the law of faith. Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law.
有一些行为不好的基督徒，他们非常喜欢这一节圣经。
So some Christians with bad conduct, they like this verse.
或者我们一直灵修，但是灵修上一直失败的人，我们也是在这一种挣扎和矛盾当中。
Those of us who have tried very hard to nurture ourselves spiritually and have failed, we are also in this constant struggle.
当我们读到这节圣经的时候
，and we read this verse.
我们好像感觉到释放了。
We feel as if we are free.
这不是很容易吗
？Isn't this simple?
这不是很清楚吗
？Isn't this very clear?
一个人得救要用什么方法呢
？That how should one be? How can one be saved?
是不是用你立功的方法
？Is it by works?
是不是用你的好行为让你得救
？Is it by your good deeds?
他说不是的。
He says no.
他说人称义是因为信，不是在乎你遵行律法的。
He says that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law.
二十节讲得更清楚了。
Verse 20 is even clearer.
凡有血气的，没有一个能够因为行律法能够在神的面前称义。
It says, therefore by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin.
因此，我们哪里能够靠我们的好行为得救呢
？So how then can we rely on our good conduct to be saved?
我们是靠信主耶稣。
We have to rely on believing in the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣会怜悯我们的软弱的。
That the Lord Jesus will pardon our weakness.
所以你犯罪，你没有好行为不要紧的，但是只要你信靠耶稣，求主耶稣怜悯，那就好了。
So if you sin and you do not have good conduct, it is okay because as long as you believe in the Lord Jesus, that's all right.
这是不是一个很好的捷径
？Isn't this a very good shortcut?
那我们何必要整天去灵修，这么多的辛苦，为了发一次的脾气啊，心里在内疚，被责骂，头都抬不起来。
Why then do we still need to practice spiritual nurture? And whenever we lose our temper, we feel so bad over it, and we have to try not to do it again.
我们有时候想释放一下，到 disco 去跳一个舞啊，回来听到你就随昨晚去跳舞放纵情欲。
So, why is it that when sometimes when we feel like when we go to the disco for a dance, and the next day we come to church, we hear sermons.Of the preacher asking who has gone to the discotheque to dance and give way to your lust.
传道你不了解，我们不是去放纵情欲，我们是要去释放我们的重担。
Then we say, preacher, you do not understand. We are not there to gratify our desires, but we are there to release our stress.
我们在家庭又有父母的压力，在学校又有老师的压力，在教会又有传道的压力。
At home we face pressure from our parents. In school we face pressure from our teachers. And in church we face pressure from the preachers.
我们不释放一下不可以的。
We need to release our stress.
哎，这个是健康的。
This is healthy.
这是帮助我们灵性的。
And this helps our well-being.
再说，保罗不是讲得很清楚吗
？Moreover, Paul also said.
我们看定了，人称义是因为行为，不在乎遵行律法的。
That we conclude that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law.
所以我们就可以自由，我们就可以任意而行，我们就可以不在乎行为吗
？So does it then mean that we can have this freedom to do whatever we will?
请看第六章。
Let's look at chapter 6.
第一跟第二节。
Verses 1 and 2. Romans chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not.How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it?
保罗怎么解释他的话呢
？How did Paul explain his words?
他真的怕我们误会了。
He was fearful that we would misunderstand him.
所以他补充。
Therefore he added.
我们这怎么说呢
What shall we say then?
那我们可以继续在罪中生活，过着犯罪的生活吗？
Can we continue to live in sin?
断乎不可啊。
Certainly not.
在第十五节，他同样的这样讲。
And in verse 15, he said this again.
这却怎么样呢？
What then?
我们在恩典之下，不在律法之下，就可以犯罪吗？
Shall we sin because we are not under law but under grace?
断乎不可啊。
Certainly not.
是很肯定的。
He said it very definitely.
灵修上没有捷径的。
There is no shortcut in spiritual nature.
我们信耶稣一样要灵修的。
And we who believe in the Lord Jesus must practice spiritual nature.
那么跟我们还没有信耶，那还没有信耶稣要靠遵守律法的旧约的选民有什么分别？
So how are we then different from the believers in the Old Testament who believe under the law?
那么前面所说跟后面所说是不是矛盾呢？
Isn't what is said in front contradictory to what is said later on?
不是矛盾的。
They do not contradict each other.
一个人如果不信耶稣，
if one does not believe in the Lord Jesus,
好像旧约的选民，
just like the chosen people in the Old Testament,
或者好像其他的宗教，
or like the other religions,
也有很多我们的朋友说，我虽然不信宗教，但是我相信要做一个好人。
And we also have a lot of friends who say to us, although I do not believe in a certain religion, I believe that I have to be a good person.
而有时候我们看我们那些外邦朋友，他们的好行为，他们遵守诺言，他们看重道义，他们孝顺父母啊，比我们这些所谓耶稣的门徒更好啊。
And sometimes when we look at our friends who are not Christians, they keep their words, they uphold the principle, the moral law, and they obey their parents. This is even better than we Christians.
所以有一些做父母的真的是很生气。
So some parents are very angry.
人家拜佛的都这样孝顺父母，我们这些信耶稣的子女还有诫命说当孝顺父母，孝顺什么东西呢？
They say that children, the children of those who believe in Buddha are more obedient than us, than the children of us Christians.
所以这些责备都是很现实的。
So all these are very true.
那么他们是不是因为这样的好行为，他们就可以得救了？
But are they then saved because of such good deeds?
如果他们真的能够完全遵守诫命，他们真的可以因为行为而得救的。
If they are able to keep the commandments wholly and completely, then they can indeed be saved by their works.
真的，他们可以得救的。
They can be saved in this.
但是问题在哪里呢？
But where does the question lie?
他们真的能够遵守全部的诫命吗？
Are they able to keep the whole commandments?
他们真的在所有的事上都不犯罪吗？
Have they never sinned in all that they have done?
当然，在一些事上，他们有很好的行为。
Of course, in certain area, in a certain aspect, they may have very good behavior.
尤其是看得见的。
Especially those that are visible to others.
但是看不见的呢？
But what about things that you cannot
see? 在心里面的呢？
The thoughts of the heart.
有哪一个人真的能够完全遵守律法，完全是一个好行为，不犯罪？
Who is able to keep the law perfectly and do not sin?
没有一个不犯罪的人。
There is no one who does not sin.
虽然只是犯了一条罪。
You may have committed just one sin.
还不是一样要犯罪，还不是一样要受审判。
You will still be judged, nevertheless.
我一生当中一百岁。
In my my life of 100 years.
我为国家打仗。
I fought battles for the
nation. 我奉献很多的钱。
I have offered much money.
可是到最后只是犯一条罪。
But at the end of it all, I only committed one sin.
我算不算没有罪呢？
Am I considered sinless?
我是不是可以逃避罪呢？
Can I escape the judgment of sin?
还不是一样要面对罪的审判？
Don't you still have to face the judgment of sin?
所以人如果不靠耶稣，
Therefore, man does not rely on the Lord Jesus.
你没有办法靠你自己来得救的。
You cannot rely on yourself to be saved.
知道善不去行，这就是一个罪了。
If you know what is good and do not do it, this is sin.
知道恶控制不住，这也是一个更大的罪了。
If you know what is evil and you are not able to control yourself, this is a greater sin.
所以我们没有办法的。
Therefore, we have no alternative.
我们只有相信靠耶稣赦免我们的罪。
We can only believe in Jesus and rely on Him to forgive our sins.
但并不是说信了耶稣可以赦罪，那我们就可以继续去犯罪了。
Does it then mean that if we believe in Jesus and our sins are forgiven, we can continue to sin?
如果是这样，你要受更重的审判呢？
If this is so, then you will have to receive an even greater judgment.
因为你已经是在恩典之下，你已经明白主的道理。
Because you are already under grace and you already understood the teachings of God.
我们因为相信耶稣，因此我们要顺服耶稣。
Because you have believed in the Lord Jesus, you have to submit to Him.
什么叫做相信？
What is belief?
就是要听从。
That is to listen.
如果只是听而不从，什么叫做信呢？
If you listen but you do not keep the words, can this be said? This is not believing.
这不是真的信。
This is not true believing.
好像我去看医生。
For example, if I go to see the doctor,
我相信这个医生。
I believe in this doctor.
那么他所吩咐的，我一定遵守的。
And I will do whatever he asks me to do.
什么不可以吃，要怎么样吃，我一定完全遵守的。
The things that I should not eat and how I should eat certain things, I will listen to him.
我相信他。
I believe in him.
他能够医治我的病。
He is able to heal me, cure me of my sickness.
但是如果我怀疑他。
But if I doubt his capability.
他讲了这么多，给了我这么多药。
Having said so much and having given me so much medicine,
你敢吃吗？
Do you dare to take them?
你不敢吃的。
You do not dare to.
可是如果你真的相信他，
But if you truly believe in him,
就算很多人跟你讲，
Even if a lot of people tell you otherwise,
这个医生是贪财的，你看这么多药，这么多钱。
That this doctor is greedy for money. That's why he has given you so much medicine.
你还敢吃吗？
Do you still dare to take the medicine?
那就真的完全看你相信不相信这个医生呢。
Well, that depends on whether you believe in this doctor or not.
如果你不是真的相信的，
If you do not truly believe in his capability,
他讲的时候你还不是点头但是回到家里你还不是放在一边。
When he gives you advice to take this medicine, you will nod your head, but when you get home, you just put this medicine aside.
这就不是像主耶稣所说的吗？
Isn't this like what the Lord Jesus has said?
你们每个人都说主啊主啊，是的是的。
That you come to me and say, Lord, Lord, yes.
可是你们真的听从我的话，真的去遵行吗？
But have you truly listened to my words and have you truly obeyed and keep my words?
所以主耶稣说，
Therefore the Lord Jesus says,
不是称呼我主啊主啊的人可以得救进天国。
That not all those who call out to me Lord Lord will enter the kingdom of heaven.
是那些遵行天父旨意的人才能够进去的。
But those who believe in the will of the heavenly Father.
所以因为我们顺服耶稣，
Therefore if we were to be submissive to Jesus.
所以我们读圣经，我们听道理。
And we read the Bible and we listen to sermons.
我们知道自己的错。
We know our wrongdoings.
我们就认罪悔改。
We will then confess our sins.
因为我们相信耶稣。
Because we believe in Jesus.
所以我们就认罪，我们就悔改。
Therefore, we confess our sins and we repent.
我们就努力灵修。
And we are diligent in our spiritual nurture.
我们做不到的，我们不足的，主耶稣会帮助我们的。
And those that we cannot do, and those in areas where we are lacking, the Lord Jesus will help us.
我们存这样的心，这种顺服、愿意悔改的心，总有一天你能够达到完全的。
If we have this heart of repentance and we have this attitude, the Lord Jesus will help us.
就像保罗所说的。
Like what Paul has said.
所以我是攻克己身，叫身服我的。
That I subdue my body and I promote my body and subdue it.
要不然我传福音给别人，别人得救，恐怕我被主拒绝了。
That after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified.
灵修没有一条捷径的。
So there is no shortcut to in spiritual nature.
你必须一一听从主耶稣的话。
You have to obey each and every word of the Lord Jesus.
得救不是为了别人。
Salvation is not for the good of other people.
有一些青年人来聚会是给妈妈逼来的。
Some youth come to church because they have been coerced by their mother to do so.
或者被威胁的。
Or they have been threatened.
你不想去 holiday 了吗？
Don't you want to go on this holiday?
你不想要 Pentium 5 了吗？
Do you no longer want your Pentium 5?
Pentium 5出了没有？你想要你的 pocket money 叫什么啊？你的 pocket money 减少吗？
Do you want to have a reduction in your allowance, in your pocket money.
所以我们情不甘心不愿的来聚会，来坐在那边听道理。
And as a result, we come to church very reluctantly.
这样的信仰是为了谁？
This kind of faith, who is it for?
这样的灵修是为了什么？
What is the purpose of such type of spiritual?
为了 pocket money, 为了 Pentium 5, 为了那个 USA 的 holiday。
For the sake of allowance, for the sake of your computer, for the sake of the holiday in the U.S.
那何必呢？
Why should you go through all this trouble?
再多几年，我毕业了，我自己赚钱，我赚到钱，我想去哪里都去哪里了。
In a few years' time, I will graduate and I will earn my own money, and I can then go to wherever I wish.
等多几年不是很久吗？又不是等几十年。
I don't have to wait for decades. I just have to wait for a few more years.
但是信仰不是这样。
But faith is not like that.
信仰是为了自己。
Our faith is for ourselves.
是为了自己将来怎么样面对神。
It is for us so that we are able to meet God in the future.
所以保罗说。
Therefore, Paul said.
我们应该谨慎我们自己的行为。
We have,
为自己的得救来努力啊。
We have to be watchful of our conduct, and we have to labor for our own salvation.
好，求主帮助我们。
We pray that the Lord Jesus will help us.